Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Sean Elwood Channel. I'm Ron Swanson. We're joined here by Kelly Hawley, and we're going to be delving into the Warrior Bride Ministries and her journey through some horrific stuff that we're not going to mention for the first couple of minutes of the live stream, because YouTube is just such an accommodating place for survivors and terminology. But before we get into that, Kelly, thank you so much for giving up your time. Thank you so much for being here. Can you just introduce yourself to our wonderful audience and let us get to know you a little bit?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. First of all, it's a pleasure to meet you and be on here. I'm Kelly Hawley, founder of Warrior Bride Ministries. What Warrior Bride Ministries does is biblical healing and restoration for survivors of childhood exploitation. We specialize in those that have had to go through ritual abuse, mind control, and medical experimentation. So that's where we live. I think primarily because the resources for that group of people is so slim that they have just come in droves. And so the Lord has taught me how to help them, how to reverse what has happened and help them walk into their destiny that he met for them since the beginning. And it's just an amazing journey. It's exciting every day. Every day I get to see him do miracles and people set free and people redeemed. And we're claiming this is actually the billion soul harvest that was prophesied by Bob Jones. We're claiming that this is actually a key point in it. And I do see him working in ways that the traditional church would never entertain. But it is in scripture, and he is doing it, and it's so exciting.
Yeah, and obviously when you're working with a subject like SRE and survivors of SRE, it's an incredibly dark topic that I imagine on some level, we've seen it here, there's still a denial of the existence of SRE in some moronic cultures or subcategories of our culture, Kelly. Have you had to face anything like that? And how do the survivors deal with something like that?
Well, certainly I had to face something like that. And as far as it pertains to myself, I've just had to lay my life down. It doesn't matter to me if people reject me because of this, because there's a weird thing that happens when you're fighting it. They actually think you're part of it or something like that, just because they don't want anything to do with it. And so I'm just okay with that. Whatever the Lord wants to do, I told him to use me whatever way he wanted, and this is the way he wants. So that's, fine with me. In terms of the survivor of these more extreme things, like we talked about ritual abuse and all that, they have lived a life of hell. And they are just so excited when they meet us and the few other people out there that are doing it, because somebody finally believes them. Somebody is not afraid of them. Somebody sees the good in them, and somebody sees the possibility of redemption for them. And that just is life in itself for the survivor.
Yeah. And Can you take us back and take us through your story, and then we'll delve into some of the work you've done, and because I imagine there's a lot of people who see this in America, and you're based in the States, right? I mean, I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay. It's either that or Canada. I was either racially profiled you wrongly there, or I nailed you. All right, that was a risky game, Kelly. That was a risky game. So, because I imagine there's a lot of people out there that are lost and could use these resources. So if you're happy to do so, tell us about your story, and then we'll go into the work you're doing now.
Okay. Well, I'm a product of, unfortunately, what is a typical family these days, which is divorce. My parents divorced when I was at a crucial age of about 8, which is very crucial in a child's development. It left me very vulnerable to the predators because, you know, once there a divorce happens, often the mother has to go work and the child is just, you know, more vulnerable, not covered in the way that they would be if there was an intact family that was engaged. So that ended up leading me to sexual abuse. I was sexually abused. And that ended up sending me on a trajectory in life that was not meant for me, in which there was a wound. And anytime there's a wound that's not healed, the enemy can use it. And so I went, it was almost like I had a spotlight on me and every predator would come out, and I was abused by several people. But anyways, when I got to be a little older, I kind of took charge. I'm kind of a, you know, overcomer kind of person. And I tried to take care of things, the wound, in my own way, which was the way of the world. So it was, you know, some things looked really good to the world, and then when they didn't work, some things looked really bad to the world. By that, I mean, I became a workaholic. I became a perfectionist, an overachiever. You know, the reason why people do all that is not because there's something great. There's a wound that they're trying to be good enough and to be loved. But when that didn't do it for me, I turned to things like alcohol and drugs and debauchery and shopping and, you know, all just all the things. Nothing got the healing of the hole in my heart until I met the true Messiah. And when I did and realized this is the answer, I just, you know, went into major studying, major application of what the word says in my life. And it did lead me to life. Now, it was a journey of, you know, peeling away the onion. And every time I thought that, you know, I was there, then there was something else for me to deal with as well. But it led me to start serving others. And I was serving in just multiple ways, Bible study, teacher, mission trips, you know, all this kind of stuff. But about 20 years ago, the Lord planted me in a ministry that was new with a girl I met in Bible study that was going to minister and help healing and also other things like statute of limitations. We dealt with that and stuff in Georgia. I worked with them for about 10 years volunteering, and I was a director of healing weekends. So we would have a bunch of people that had been trafficked and things like that, sexually abused, come out for weekends, and we'd just shower them with love and the word and just all kinds of things. And they would receive whatever amount of healing that he had for them that they were ready for at that time. When that ministry stopped, a little prior to that ministry stopping, because the enemy got in there, we started having people that it looked very different than what my recovery looked like. There was a lot of manifestations. There were a lot of crazy, crazy stories that seem unbelievable, but there were so many of them coming. We had to kind of give it some attention and figure out, what is this? What do we do about it? And what does the Lord want us to do? So about 10 years ago, 12 years ago, we found Kay Tolman. She's an SRA survivor. And she was one of the only ones we could find at that time who was speaking out and explaining what this was, these stories. So we went there for an intensive long weekend. And it was like drinking from a fire hose. This was when people weren't talking about this stuff. Like, what's going on? You know, I got a little bit of it, but it was a lot. And I bought the, you know, her material and started trying to learn. And then the Lord, you know, was teaching me. And eventually he sent me, I think it was like 9 years ago, he sent me somebody that he wanted me to minister to that was very, very high up, like the Mother of Darkness, like very high up. So I got to learn from her, which was quite the experience. But there was a certain point 7 years ago, which happens to correlate with COVID, in which he said, I need you to get an office and I need you to do all the things you need to do to start a nonprofit. And I did. And that's where Warrior Bride Ministries was birthed. And we've been packed ever since. There's such a need and there's such a hunger and such desperation that there's just so many. So we've just been busy, 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 but he's been doing amazing things. We've grown like crazy. We're just about to have our 6th annual conference coming up, which is called Counting the Cost, which I'm really excited about. But on an everyday basis, we at no cost give individual appointments, group appointments, community events. We do some retreats, all kinds of things for survivors. So they don't have to worry about money or anything like that, because so many of them they're at the point of their system breaking down, that they can't usually work and stuff like that. Now, the survivors of this ritual abuse, mind control, all of that, they infiltrate our whole world from the lowest, let's say homeless, all the way to the leaders in society are controlled, are mind control slaves, many of them. I'm not saying everyone, but many.
Just before we jump into that, Kelly, it's interesting because what we're about to discuss here is the purpose. Okay, it's the purpose of this programming. It's the purpose of the evil side, right? It's to introduce these individuals who have these mind control implantments rigorously installed into them for a purpose. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if we can delve into that, that would be great. I just wanted to make sure that the audience understands that that's what we're delving into now, because it's an interesting part that I've rarely covered here, which is the purpose of these individuals.
Yes.
Once they're programmed.
Yes.
So, unwillingly, I might add, just to be clear, like none of this is a good time, but it's a fascinating cross section of this. So please, if you could.
Yeah. So they are throughout society in every position. Most of them have been groomed since birth, even prior to birth, to be in whatever role. And they do testing. They base it a lot on the bloodline. They do a lot of manipulation of the bloodline and DNA. They do all these things. They're playing God, basically, trying to do these designer kids. And the ones that don't meet that criteria, once they're birthed or start doing the job, they become the sacrifice. So anyways, once they get to us, their system would have started breaking down. And so they're not able to work typically. And so we don't charge them. And we just trust that the Lord will move hearts and that they will sponsor us so that we can continue going. And it's been almost 7 years now. And we just keep growing more and more. So, you know, that's just a praise to him. But to build on what you said, it's not their choice. Like, it's not what they wanted. They are manipulating the bloodlines, the DNA, the RNA, all of this stuff. Sometimes, depending on which stream they're under, it's in a petri dish, and then they implant it. Sometimes it's through something we call, like, you know, the Feast of the Beast, where they have a bunch of people sexually abuse a lady, and then that mixes it all in. And not just people, unfortunately, animals and stuff like that as well. So they ultimately want to usher in the Antichrist. They want to usher in New World Order. They're trying to create a human 2.0, which is better than, you know, they think, than what Yahweh could create. And these poor people, I mean, to me, it just breaks my heart, because these were babies. I mean, sometimes even in the womb, they're doing manipulation, and they start abusing them the minute they're in the womb or even right out of it. And they start testing them to see what their natural giftings are, what their abilities are. And then they start putting them in whatever program they want them in. It could be a beta sex kitten. And that would be somebody that through sex and spying, they would manipulate and do things. It could be a delta, which would be assassin, which they would activate to assassinate and stuff like that. A theta, which is a telepathic, because that's how they communicate. That's how their goal in communication and all. And then a gamma, which is, those are more like the scientists and stuff. So they would be the programmers. So they train them up. And in while doing that, they also are doing tons of different rituals, tons of different sacrifices to the false gods. They're making deals with the devil. And when they make these deals are very out of the box and what we would think. Like, yes, that somebody can make a deal with the devil to be famous and to be an entertainer and all these things, a movie star, whatever. Those things do happen. But there's also bloodline deals that are made. So somebody in the bloodline makes a deal that, yeah, you can have my bloodline. You can have my grandchild, the next grandchild, whatever it is. So that, and I want whatever in place. I want a high up position in New World Order. I want to have, you know, be the head of this company. I want whatever the thing is, you know, they make the deal. So you want me to take a break or you want me to keep rolling?
No, you're good. You're good. It's establishing the motive behind these dark individuals, because it always comes down to self. It's always power, control, money. And I often say to everybody, the occult side of all of this, see if you started off as like a regular millionaire, okay? And people want to control you because of your money and your position. But you're a normal guy, right? You might not be into anything super weird. The occult is such a good hook, because it's the unobtainable. It's the thing that no one can buy. It's hidden knowledge, and it just slowly pulls people in. And you don't have to be a child predator or even a predator at all. You can be a psychopath who puts money above the innocence of a child. And I think a lot of people can't get their head around it, Kelly, right? Because they assume that they're all these born PDF files, and most of them are, don't get me wrong, there's a massive side of that to it, but we've got to remind ourselves that some people are just so twisted that unaliving a small human being and then consuming them, it's just, if that's what they got to do to get their leg up into the next section of the pyramid, then that's what they're going to do. And it's dark, and it's a lot for a lot of people to take. But listen, we're sort of seasoned, sadly, on this channel when it comes to it all. But that's the part that I like to just remind people and drill home.
Yeah. So I would build on that. Like, I agree with that. And that could have been your ancestors that did it as well. And then, but the deal can affect you, the bloodline. Like, they make deals for the generations coming. And so what I find is a lot of them want to get out, but they feel like there's a double bind, because they put them in double bind. What does that mean? It means if you don't do what I say to do, then I'm going to kill your kid. And neither one is a win. Like, they're both losses. And the only answer to that is just don't do it and trust the Lord. And every time I see somebody do that, to take that step of faith and trust, it gets broken and they don't have that grip on them. Now, one time, it did cost this client of mine her parents' life. It did. But you know what it did? It also planted a seed. And she's being used like we could never be used by the Lord for ushering in his plans and his billion soul harvest. So, and, you know, he knows the best thing. Nobody's going to take you before his timing. Like, his timing's perfect, but it might be his timing, because gets to do something else, which in this case, their bloodline, their daughter, is being used mightily. And it's really amazing to watch, but that's the only time I've seen, there actually be, a sacrifice in terms of them getting out. You know, they're making the stance and getting out, because people believe they can't get out. There's also something else that's very woo woo woo, that a way that he's working in terms of rescuing them, but you have to come out of just this realm, because there are other realms. I mean, even those who are, you know, Bible believing, there's different heavens. I mean, it talks about different heavens and stuff. And there are different realms, and he's rescued.
Before we jump into the realms, Kelly, can we go back to the billion soul harvest? Can we just talk a little bit about that?
Well, it actually ties in together. And this this will kind of be like, you know, but I'm telling you, I'm so excited about what he's doing, because I've been like, Lord, you've got to do something, because this is so hard. Each and every one of them is so hard to get them undone. And there's so many, like, you've got, and I knew he had a plan, but it just wasn't time to release it. So part of the plan is he is rescuing souls in all dimensions. Now, what does that mean? Let me explain a little bit about what happens to these survivors. They develop something called DID, which is dissociative identity disorder.
It's an incredibly weaponized tool against survivors, Kelly, because if you're already a woman who was abused for several years ritualistically from 8 to 15, okay, and then by the time you get to your mid-20s, you're actually able to process and try and take legal action, and you've got a medical file this size that says 9 or 10 other people live in your head, you're done. You're done. Don't get me wrong, it is a part of their horrific programming also. But what a just evil, monstrous tactic to just further reduce the chances of these people getting justice. It is twisted. So yeah, sorry for interrupting you, but DID, I mean, it triggers me a lot because of, I know, I mean, anyway, carry on with what you're saying. Sorry.
I know, it is a hard subject. That's why you just have to, a little bit focus on what the Lord's doing, because that's such a miracle. But what happens is, when the trauma, like, we're made to be single and whole, right? But this is a traumatized world. So you get beat up some, and you start to get some wounding, like I talked about for myself. And I've never had parts, full blown parts, but I had wounds that were like, I would call them fragmentation. That's like wounds that the enemy can use that I needed to heal and get back whole. But when you're trauma gets so severe, I have a spectrum that I go by, and it gets to, say, the middle of the trauma, a natural DID can occur. DID is dissociative identity disorder. It's multiple personalities. That's when the fragmentation happens so much and the trauma so bad that part of your soul, your mind, will, and emotions goes behind an amnesic wall. And in the amnesic wall, it will be hidden back there until the appropriate time, the appointed anointed time to heal it and bring it back, okay? Natural DID is something from the Lord to help you to make it through the traumas and still function and still go. But as you continue down the right side of the spectrum, it starts to get into purposeful trauma to create DID and parts so that they can control and program these parts to do jobs.
Just to be clear, in your mindset, there's a part of DID that is controlled by a higher power for the better of that person. Is that what you're saying?
I am saying that when you get into SRA and mind control and experimentation, it is purposeful trauma to create these parts, and then they take these parts and they assigned him a job.
Especially I'm with you. I'm sorry, I must have misheard you. I thought you said that there was a part of it that was designed by the Lord so that it could protect the person, if that made sense. I must have misheard you.
No, you're right. Not purposeful trauma, but like trauma, they get traumatized and they can have a natural DID where it's just like a few parts that are holding some trauma, but that is just like a natural thing through trauma. Like, this world is traumatized.
Okay, sorry. What you're saying is there's programming DID and naturally occurring DID. Sorry.
Yes.
Like, honestly, I don't know where my brain got that wrong for the first part there. I don't know how my brain done that. Fully agree. Carry on, Kelly. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, if you think of a spectrum, you know.
I'm with you. I'm with you now. So for example, you go through some sort of, you know, naturally occurring trauma. There's an evil person causing the trauma, but they're not necessarily part of a programming, evil doing. It can occur this way. It can also be manipulated and used as a control method. All right. I'm with you. Sorry, Kelly. Yeah.
Okay. So in that, as I create these parts, they program for a specific job, whatever that job is. It could be you come up every time it's time for sexual abuse. You come up every time you're supposed to run the drugs. You come up every time you run the guns. You come up whatever ritual time, whatever the things are, you know, the various roles. Yep. And so that's what they're faced with. So they have what happens is they get a system inside. And the system often, it depends on the group that they're under when they get the initial system built, because side note, they can sell the child to different groups to add different programming. But it might be one that uses the Kabbalah tree, Jewish mysticism, to set up a structure within them, which is the temple of Satan. If you think about scripture, Yeshua is saying that he's setting the temple within us, you know, that he is within us, the temple's within us, he lives within us. Well, okay, so that's what, you know, HaSatan has to copy. And so he's setting up a temple within these people, and he's hanging the different parts with entities on it. Okay, what does that mean? When they're creating these parts, they traumatize, entity comes in. If you welcome this entity in, the trauma will stop. We'll stop, you know, all of this trauma, and he'll take care of you or whatever. So now you've got a part with the entity tied. So that gives the entity legal right to come in to the body and do things. Are you with me so far?
With you.
Okay. Just want to make sure I'm not going too deep.
No, you're good. You're good. No. You're talking familiar language here. Don't worry.
Okay, good. Okay. So they set up the structure. It's based a lot on like the Freemason, Freemason rituals and stuff they do, the Freemason board and the different columns, and deals with death and all kinds of things. So in this,
I wouldn't say that there's much correlation between SRA and Masonic rituals. I mean, trust me. I mean, from what I've seen within the Masonic world, they are very, very corruptible because of how their business model is set up. But as far as a blanket of ritualistic, satanic rituals going on in every single Freemason lodge, it's just not possible in the slightest.
So I would agree with, they have front side Freemason, and then they've got, and maybe it's not every single one, but then they have it.
I think what we have is we had the Yorkshire Freemasonry and the Scottish Freemasonry, which ended up going over to America. And with the way that a lodge is formed, you just need one grandmaster and then 12 members of a lodge. And if that grandmaster just so happens to be a psychopath, he can handpick 12 other psychopaths to go and found a psychopath lodge. That's how easily corruptible the biggest secret society or society with secrets is. But it's a dangerous preset to think that every single Mason is some evildoer.
No, I actually don't think every single one. I think some have no idea what a lot of them are doing. I can tell you that the survivors name them often. And it's not like just naming them. They go into these memories of being in these rituals, and they describe it and stuff. So, but I would also say, I would say this too, almost everything is infiltrated. Almost everything is infiltrated. What does that mean?
100%.
Yeah. 100%. So are they infiltrated as well? Maybe that's the answer. I don't know, but I can tell you for sure that a lot of
they're 100% infiltrated. It's just, it's very, trust me, right? If you were to go into 99% of lodges in Scotland and England, for a start, the second that you were to walk in there, the average age of the members would drop by about 20 years. It is not a young man's game, Freemasonry. And it's very corruptible. It's very easy to have a lodge full of lawyers, a lodge full of bankers, a lodge full of policemen that very much use the system for themselves. But that is not really the fundamentals of Freemasonry, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it might not be why they started and whatever. You know, there's probably some, there's good and bad in everything.
Mm. Well, I mean, they started so that they could travel between kingdoms and be identified beyond boundary walls, if you know what I'm saying, because free men had all their fingers and slaves had a finger chopped off. And the handshakes were there to identify the skill level of the mason so that they could create lock and keystones for archways.
Gotcha. Mm.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. So let's agree that infiltration is everywhere. Can we?
We can agree that some individuals who happen to be Masonically connected are probably evil, evil sons of guns. 100%. And there's definitely evil lodges. 100%. 100%.
Okay. And it's really throughout our world, it's been infiltrated. That doesn't mean every single person and every single thing is about this, but there's infiltration. I mean, that's part of the enemy's plan. I mean, think about it. We're at war. What is one of the things you're going to want to do? You're going to want to send your spies in. You want to get behind enemy's line. You want to get to the head of whatever mountain you're trying to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very infiltrated. So
I would agree that
thing, like I work with so many people and just even since the ministry, it's been 1,000 people. When I hear something 500 times, like at some point it's gotta be real, you know? Mm-hmm. But there's just so many different lines, channels of groups that are doing this. And they do it at different skill level. Like some has all the money, all the equipment, all the bright minds, and they do it very well in terms of, like, we talk about splits. So the different parts would be a split. They do it where it's a very clean split. And so that it becomes more like a super soldier. Like they are very hard to help because the denial so high because the clean split, because it's supposed to be an undetectable mind control slave. Well, to be undetectable, they can't be switching. They can't be like breaking down. So they do very clean splits, but the other ones are kind of like wannabes and they're trying to do this so that they can get to that. And they're creating ones, but they have a tendency to be a little messier. And not as reliable in terms of trying to control, if that makes sense.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And when we talk about survivor stories and references and like a larger story starting to make sense, I'm not denying any of that. And it is a very corrupt system and a very corrupt world. And of course, anywhere that has a position of power or a position of secrecy, especially if it's police people that are in positions of power, like you said, some have the money, some have the location, some have the transportation. But when it all comes together, it's a recipe for a psychopath's playground, 100%.
Yeah, and honestly, a lot of they don't know any better. You know, scripture says train up a child in the way it should go. Well, this is all they've known their whole life. And these are their parents half the time, or who they think are their parents, telling them that this is the right stuff. Matter of fact, half the time they think I'm the enemy because they think I'm against New World Order. And so I have to work through that whole thing, like getting them to look at the fruit. Like, let's say that everything was neutral. The deal breaker on how you can tell if who the actual good guy is and the bad guy is, what do they do with children? You know, that is like, that is the deal breaker. Like, how are you treating a child? And where did you see a child getting hurt? Was it with me or was it with them? You know what I mean? That's like the deal breaker. But I would also say these days with AI and whatnot, I mean, they can create, they could take my face and put it on anything. You know what I mean? So it's getting really mucky out there, but you know, I still have, faith in the Lord, and the Lord is moving, and he's moving in a lot of amazing, amazing ways. Do you want to go into realms, or what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, actually, just before we do, if everyone could do me a favor and like and subscribe, and I just want to remind everyone, Kelly's links are in the description. If they're not there, refresh your page and they will be. I just want to let me just think for 2 seconds. There was something that you'd said there, and then my ADHD just deleted it from my brain. So we're going to give it, I'm going to keep rambling, and we'll see if my brain remembers what the point was. But no, we can definitely delve into realms, but just be expected in 10 minutes. I might be, wait a second, I've remembered that point. So we can definitely delve into realms. And I just want to just reiterate to people, Ron gets a bit psycho-protective over any coach, anyone that's dragged, any group of people that are dragged in, right, when it comes to the ritualistic side of things. Because sometimes there's a lot of similarities between a lot of things. And it, a lot of people can kind of wind up assuming it's a blanket action by a lot of people. And I just like to keep it in the realm of really more how it is with regards to a widespread finger point, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it with anything, you have to look at the individual person, number one.
Mm-hmm. Because... Oh, that's what it was. It was how people treat children. That's what you were talking about. That was the point. So I found, Kelly, right? Your point about how people treat kids. My work on the dark web, right? That's mm-hmm. where you witness people who thought no one was watching. Right. Mm-hmm. And you see the true side of mankind, Kelly, when you observe man when they think they're not being observed. That's when you see the true intentions of mankind. And they'll let you down 9 times out of 10. That's what I found. That's what I found. It might not all be child predators, right? But you'd be surprised how many people pick up a $20 bill and tell you that it's theirs and they've dropped it when you know they haven't. And it's that level of just people, we all think we can get away with stuff. There's a reason why no one taught the 5-year-old child to steal from the cookie jar his mother told him to not take a cookie from. No one told that kid how to be devious, okay? But we've got it hardwired into us, okay? We've got it hardwired into us to go and take that cookie. No one taught that kid that, but it's human nature. And 9 times out of 10, people will fail. And listen, that doesn't just mean in the PDF world. That means on the whole spectrum of doing things that you wouldn't want to admit to if you were being watched.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, we can go into the realms.
And I think just in general, like, you have to look at the individual person because they do. You got to remember the enemy has been doing this for so long. They've perfected it. Like, oh, hell yeah. This is a formidable opponent, you know,
yeah. Oh, they've yes.
perfected it. And they study us and they mm-hmm. know if they present something to us, if we would say yes or no. And then they like, if we're somebody, no, then you're going to be in this position. You're going to be the face. Well, mm-hmm. this one is going to be going to do the dirty stuff. Like, he's very formidable. So just yeah. look at the individual person and then, you know, find out. Because, again, so many things are infiltrated.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if we want to move into realms, let me explain what happens. Is during this trauma, when they're traumatizing them, fragmenting them, what happens to a body, and again, you got to remember this is a child. So they want to get them before age 8 or it's too late, as they're saying, because the mind is different in the way they perceive things and the way they can manipulate them. So when they do all this, the child will leave the body. This part of the child will leave the body. You often hear reports of looking down. You know what I mean? It's almost like when you die, you hear a lot of stories, or in the hospital you that they were looking down on the body. Okay, so they leave the body. This is a form of astral projection. Okay, a lot of people be familiar with that saying.
Yeah,
they want to do it purposely because what they want is to get you, your soul and spirit, out of the body because they want the body. Okay, also once you're out there in the astral realm, you are very vulnerable, and there's a lot going on in the astral realm, and they're doing a lot of They're doing a lot of training up there. They're taking the parts and taking them to rituals, you know, summer solstice, winter solstice. We just had summer solstice. They went to rituals. There's parts that's their job to go there. And so that is why you see people a lot. There could be other reasons too, because they're doing all kinds of stuff. But when you see people sometimes and it's like, they're not even human. It's like, where's their soul? What is that switching in the eye? What is this? How come they were nice a minute ago and now they're something else? You know, that is what's kind of happening, kicking you out. They don't have a body. They want a body because with a body, they can do all their debauchery. They can have all the things that they love, sex, drugs, gambling, whatever it is. And, so that's what they're doing. And they can also in a body run things. They can be in positions where they make and control our world. So there's a lot going on in the astral realm. A lot of people would know that. I did not know that. I am not somebody that has ever astral projected as far as I know, but there's a lot of people that have, and a lot of people can tell you a lot that's going on. Now with that, as they keep doing all this stuff, the person becomes a portal. We're a portal anyways. It's just a matter of what's coming through that portal and how sealed up you are. You become sealed up by, choosing the Messiah as Lord and repenting and like getting these things out of your life and getting your wounds healed so that the enemy doesn't have a place to come in. So your goal is to be whole, sealed, but most of us are fragmented to some degree until we do this work. They are wide open. Okay. They are wide open. Some of them they call a doorstop. And so they're just, you know, different entities coming in and out. I mean, I've met a lot of entities. But my goal with them is to close that up. And so with those realms, and with those portals, the Lord is able to do a lot of stuff in terms of redeeming and separating and sending some to judgment that need to go to judgment, some that never had a chance. There was a child that never had a chance at life. He could redeem if they chose him. It's really an amazing thing.
Absolutely. I've witnessed many of these things myself. And when you see people freed from just nasties, as we'll call them, it's incredible. It really is. And I mean, when we talk about, people going through their daily life and picking up parasitical nasties, that's very different than having them installed in. And when we talk about the occult and we talk about DID and trauma and rituals, there's always tales of the dark side deities, the dark side spirits, and the dark side head honchos, if you will. And really, that's who we're discussing the minions of, right? I mean, this is who is being implanted inside these controlled individuals. It is demonic beyond belief.
I would say it's twofold. Yes. Yes, that is true. And they are in there, but they've almost become non-important to me at where I am now. Like they just have to go. But what's more interesting to me at this juncture is the lingering human spirits.
Okay.
There are ridiculous amounts of lingering human spirits that have not gone directly. Well, first of all, if you look at scripture, it would be your spirit that would go directly to Christ if you chose him. But you got your soul, right? We are mind, body, spirit, soul, heart. We're triune people. And scripture would say that about Sheol, and that's a place where you go until judgment time. And there could supposedly different parts of Sheol. Well, scripture also says about him redeeming me. You'll redeem me. You'll come and get my soul even out of Sheol. That's in Psalms. That is what he's doing. He is rescuing souls. He is going to Sheol and rescuing them. He is rescuing them in the astral realm. He's rescuing them. And he's using the survivors as portals to facilitate that as they get their healing. And it's amazing.
So just to be clear, there's a facilitation from a higher power through survivors to help facilitate the crossing over of previous souls who are trapped, find their way to their heaven.
To their final destination. He is offering them salvation, those that never got to because of this manipulation, because of whatever reason. I don't really need to know all those reasons. I'm just, scripture says to preach the gospel to every creature. Okay. So I just keep preaching the gospel, and he just, and from there, depending on what their response is, because you have free will, he takes them to wherever they're supposed to be. One direction, and they choose him, and he takes them to a good place. And then there's those that their conscience is seared, and they do not choose him, and they go wherever they need to go. And it's amazing. Yep. Take that one.
Yeah, I'm with you. There was a part where I thought you said that he was using survivors to help facilitate the souls of others.
Well, he is, they're a portal.
Okay.
So if they are the ancestors or they are somehow tied to them, you do see them come through because ancestors might.
I missed the portal part. That was the link that I'd missed there. It was the portal part. Yeah, that makes sense, of course. Okay. Yeah, okay, I'm with you there. Okay, so what part of all this do you think is the most misconstrued by the public, Kelly? Like, because there's the science side of it all. There's the spiritual side of it all. There's the traditional, just horrific side of these predators. But there is a much bigger picture here, right? People talk about the spiritual war. They talk about it all. But people, do you know what? People tend to just pan it off. Like, it's kind of like when my wonderful friend Danny Henderson for many years was telling me, it's all about love. It's all about love. And I'd be like, oh my God, I can't listen to it anymore. Like, I just can't. But I get it now. I get it now. And the analogy I use, Kelly, is this entire thing, this whole world can only exist with balance. Okay. And where people tend to get a bit unrealistic is they think the world can exist without bad. Okay. Good and bad coexist. It's called nature. The stag gets eaten by the wolf. Okay. That's bad for the stag, good for the wolf. But there's no evil in nature. Evil is the only place that evil exists is through the manifestation of the act of man. Okay. Love does not exist except through the manifestation of the act of man. If I'm the most evil person and you're the most loving person, Kelly, and we stand back to back in a room for our whole life and say nothing and do nothing, our love and your evil has no impact. But through our acts, we are the only thing in nature capable of evil. Okay. And the balance in nature is very, very delicate, and it requires the good and it requires the bad. And it will always be that way. But evil has no place. And those who can love, like you and me, Kelly, like every other normal person, we are not really on the evil scale. Because in order to produce evil, you have got to be lack of empathy. You cannot love. You might be forced into doing evil things, sure, but that's not really bringing yourself to the altar and drinking. And it's fascinating just how prevalent we think evil is when they're just the 1%. But the damage they do, Kelly, is so overwhelming to the survivors. Even the stories, people cannot have, it's like having your hand over a flame, right? At some point, your brain pulls your hand away. It's the same with this topic of conversation. It's so hard for some people. And the level of evil that you've witnessed throughout all of this, like, the only thing that I ever say that outweighs the evil is the incredible resistance of the survivors. Do you see what I'm saying? Because 99% of them are even after everything they've went through, far more understanding, well-adjusted, and empathetic people than I am, okay? I'm very Old Testament, right? I'm very much like, okay, let's get the plot hammer justice, boys! Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because there needs to be balance.
Right. Well, it's interesting you bring that up. Inside the survivor system, what they're setting up is duality. So there's a duality. So there's literally a light side, which would present as like a Christian front. And then there's the backside. And the backside comes up usually at night. And so there's this duality, and it flips depending on situation. A lot of times you call them day and night, light and dark, whatever it is. My opinion is that that is because of a fallen world. But when the New Jerusalem comes, it won't have that duality. And what the Lord is doing now, in my opinion, is working to have the light overcome the darkness. And so that's what I see. But inside, they do have a duality, and they do have a light and dark part system, not just a part, a whole system. And it's like a so above, so below, and all that kind of stuff. So there's that.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I mean, how do you feel about the organized side of the Christian faith, the churches, the trail of atrocities and the contributions that the organized religion has made to the survivors? And I believe it was LA. I mean, it was $147 million that the churches had to pay out. Where, how do you line up with that?
I think my heart's broken, just as I'm sure the Father's heart is very broken. The infiltration has been so severe that even if it started well, unless you're knowledgeable about these things so you can war against it, it's just been taken over. It's been infiltrated. It doesn't mean there's not good people. It doesn't mean there aren't people that love him. It doesn't mean that all the people are doing this. It's just been infiltrated. And some has
the Vatican, yeah. Saying everywhere has been infiltrated. And then, I mean, you can't get any closer than the Vatican to the big guy himself. So, I mean, we also have to remember that the religion's based on a 13-year-old girl being impregnated by a nameless God.
Well, I am a believer, but I am not a part of the business of church. And I do believe that the church has been infiltrated and is often used as a cover, just like so many things. You have the light side up front and you got the back side.
I hear you.
And it flips. So I am a different kind of believer than...
Good. Because that's the exact answer every single person who is a real Christian gives. Okay, they follow... it's usually Jesus, the work of the teachings of Jesus and all of this, and that is a massively positive thing. And steering clear of any organized religion where they gather in order to, however you want to look at organized religion, it seems to me it's gone out of control. And I spoke to a lady this year from the South, wonderful South of America, and she'd been paying in. Apparently you pay into your churches, right? And it's like these huge big mega corporations, and you know, she fell on hard times and went to the church and asked for help, and she was turned away. And that was when she had her eyes opened to it all. Yeah. And that's not me Christian or of Christian faith bashing. You can happily apply this to all of the religions as far as I'm concerned. It just so happens that I'm talking to Kelly. So, I just thought I'd ask you that because.
I think it's a very important topic because it's been infiltrated. Like, we are actually a church, Warrior Bride Ministry, but we do not charge. And if people are moved to donate, to tithe, great. It helps us to keep going because there is an expense. You know, there is an expense.
Oh, no. I wasn't. Sorry. Let me rephrase that. She was asked to give a percentage of her wage that she signed like 11%, and every month they would just take it straight out of her paycheck. No, donations is cool, man. Donations is fine. That's not what I'm getting at. It's just the system seems very much like mega corporation, if I'm being honest. I mean, fair play to Evil, because they infiltrated, and they infiltrated hard. They really did. And do you know what's even more scary, right? Is the more you say everything's infiltrated, the more I'm like stopping and thinking about it. And I'm like, oh my God, actually, everything actually is infiltrated.
It really is.
And if you want to be even more splitting hairs with it, we could even just look at the pyramid that owns all of the companies in the world, right? And they all lead back to BlackRock. And I'm telling you now, Kelly, I could sit here and rant to you about a black square on Saturn and a whole cult called the Black Cube Cult, and how every single major finance district in the world has a massive black cube sitting in the middle of it. And it just so happens that the biggest company in the world is called BlackRock, and their logo's a black cube. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
so you're talking macro, but you can apply that inside micro with these survivors, because they have a black cube. So see, okay. They're mirroring inside with outside, macro, micro. And yes, I agree. You're in war again, what are you going to infiltrate? You're going to infiltrate the churches, or one of the places you're going to focus on. I say that this is kingdom. Like, what we're doing is kingdom. What they're doing is participating in the business of church that has been corrupted and is breaks the Father's heart. So. Mm.
Okay, yeah, I would certainly agree. I would say it Big JC breaks Big JC's heart 100%. Me and JC's dad have got unfinished business.
I can help you with that.
Trust me, you would consider my soul lost, Kelly. 500 years ago, you would have burnt me at the stake. I've met your God. I've met my gods, and I've freed people of dark demonic spirits. I am on a very good level with the gods. And Jesus is an interesting one. He's a very interesting one, because he's exactly what he is very much what it says on the tin. Okay. He wants to win you over by loving you to death. Okay. But sadly, you can't love evil to death. So you got to roll out the barbarians to clear the way for somebody like that to come in and usher us into a kind, very nice, empathetic, loving future. My God's only got one eye because he gouged it out himself, so we all had knowledge. Okay. He's a war god. It's a slightly different vibe. Do you know what I'm saying?
Who is your God?
I've got a bunch of gods. My main god is Odin, the All-Father.
Okay. Oh, well, that's interesting.
Another fascinating one-eyed god, just like Jesus. Another fascinating one-eyed man. And I just got done
watching the Vikings. Did you watch that series?
Yeah. My firstborn son's called Odin.
Really?
So, yeah. And I was not religious, Kelly. I was not religious my whole life. And I had a profound experience in a woodland with a one-eyed old man who told me to follow him, and I have done ever since. And I've been on a mission to destroy evil, and yeah, I'm an interesting cookie, Kelly. Okay, I'm not a role model. I'm here to do what it is I've been chosen to do, and I'm well underway with all. So
okay, well,
yeah,
nice to be okay, so
before we wrap up, Kelly, tell us what you've got coming next, like conferences, books, anything like that, anything that you've got. Let's make sure we cover that.
Okay, absolutely. So we have the 6th annual Counting the Cost conference coming up in August 21st through 23rd. It's in Folly Beach, South Carolina. We have a great time. All the frontliners. In terms of healing and rescuing, things of that sort, not all of them, but, you know, this group, and also survivors. We'll have worship. We'll be releasing a documentary, just really good stuff.
Also,
it's at the beach. So we have a good time as well with dinner, talent shows, all kinds of stuff. So join us. We'd love to have you. We'd love to get to know you and show you what the Lord's doing.
Hell yeah. Plus, this little turtle right here. How can this guy be wrong? Yeah, he's living his life on the beach here all happy. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it sounds awesome. And of course, you've got your donations page up here as well. All of the links are down in the description. And, you know, I have to say, it's been a great conversation, Kelly. And I just want to thank you for your time. Thank you for coming and talking to me. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. And of course, thank you for being there for all the survivors and everything that you do to really better the world, because there's a lot of, hang on, where's the bleep button? Out there, okay, that want to hurt children. And it's been great to meet you. And thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It was nice meeting you. If there's anything I can ever do, just let me know.
Oh, listen, we've established our introductory conversation now. And, you know, I'm a big believer in trying to bring people together for panel shows so that they can all kind of collectively go, aha, yes, see, aha, together, and kind of educate people. So just stay tuned. Sarah's got your information, and we'll definitely be in touch, Kelly, because I really appreciate it. So thank
you. Sounds wonderful. All right. And thank you for having me. Thank you, everybody, for watching.
No problems. Well, listen, I'm live in about 30 seconds with Babs on this channel. You will get a notification to take you over there. I will see you there in 2 minutes. Thank you so much, Kelly. Thank you so much. Thank you again. Sean, I will chat. I'll see you soon.
Bye. Yeah, bye-bye.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.